Firstly, I'd like to say thank you to the municipality of Kragujevac for their hospitality and agreeing to host this exhibition.
Pre svega bih žela da se zahvalim gradu Kragujevcu na dobrodošlici i na želji da priredi ovu izložbu.
And also to the Red Cross for their support.
A i na i Crvenom krstu Kragujevca na njihovoj podršci.
It's really a great honor for me to be here today to open this exhibition dedicated to a very brave Australian woman, Olive King, who made very significant contribution to Serbia in assisting Serbia in World War I.
Veliko mi je zadovoljstvo, velika čast da dođem u Kragujevac i da otvorim ovu izložbu koja govori o hrabroj Australijanki koja je tokom Prvog svjetskog rata pružila nesebičnu pomoć Srbiji i njenom narodu.
And it's really an exhibition that's a story of friendship, even though World War I was a very difficult time for Australia and also for Serbia. This exhibition is about friendship and about individuals and the contributions they can make.
Ova zapravo izložba je velika izložba o prijateljstvu, bez obzira što je Prvi svjetski rat bio jedan tragičan period i za Srbiju, ali isto tako i za Australiju, ali mislim da ovdje možete da vidite svedočanstvo velikog prijateljstva između dva naroda.
Olive King was one of dozens of very courageous Australian women who volunteered. Some were doctors, some were nurses, some were support personnel, and they joined women from Canada and the United Kingdom to provide humanitarian assistance in this region.
Olive King je bila jedna od desetine žena koje su došle u Srbiju i pomagale tokom Prvog svjetskog rata. Neke su bile doktori, neke su bile medicinske sestre. Sve one su došle što koliko iz Kanade ili Australije ili Velike Britanije, ali sve su došle da pomogu.
But Olive King was also a little bit different from the other women because she was the only one who actually joined the Serbian army. She joined in 1916 as a driver and she attained the rank of sergeant.
Ali ono što razlikuje, ono po čemu je Olive King specifična, je da je ona jedina među svim tim ženama koja se zapravo priključila vojsci Srbije. Ona je 1916. Postala vozač u vojsci da bi kasnije napredovala u rang narednika.
And she continued to provide support and assistance to Serbia after the end of World War I. We all know that it's almost 100 years since the end of World War I, that is coming up on the 11th of November. But she continued her assistance after the end of the war by providing feeding canteens across Serbia, and one of those canteens was here in Kragujevac.
Ali Olive King, njena pomoć nije prestala sa završetkom rata. Svi znamo da ćemo uskoro 11. novembra obeležiti dan primirja, znači 100-godišnjicu posle Prvog svjetskog rata. Ali Olive King se vratila i posle tog rata tako što je otvarala kantine širom Srbije i jedna od tih kantina gdje su se ljudi dakle hranili posle rata je bila i ovdje u Kragujevcu.
So I really hope that everybody enjoys the exhibition here and learns a little bit about some of the history of the very good relations that exist between Australia and Serbia and also the role that women have played in those relations. Thank you.
Nadam se da ćete svi uživati u ovoj izložbi, da ćete naučiti nešto više saznati o prijateljstvu između Australije i Srbije, ali također da ćete nešto naučiti o ulozi koje su žene imale tokom rata.